Yes, they must let you vote. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The state of Georgia seems to be ground zero for accusations of voter suppression. Democrat Stacey Abrams, former leader in the Georgia House, is running for governor against Brian Kemp, who, as the current Secretary of State, is running the election. But she says that his office has been disqualifying voters for piddling details, like a missing hyphen on an ID card.
She has accused Kemp of suppressing Georgia's vote, especially in minority communities.
Trying to shut down our right to vote. How can anyone trust someone like Brian Kemp?
Kemp has called those allegations a farce.
But even in states with fussy voter ID rules, there is no excuse for eligible citizens not to cast a ballot. Federal law requires that if you are eligible to vote in a federal election and you show up at your polling place, you cannot be turned away, even if your name is not on the list, even if your ID is missing a hyphen, God forbid. You sign a document declaring under oath that you're eligible, and you get a provisional ballot. If you're telling the truth, the ballot will count. Now, I should also point out that if you're caught lying, your ballot will be thrown out and you could be thrown in jail as a felon, meaning your vote could be suppressed forever. But that would be on you. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.